WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Israeli writer David Grossman is best known in the U.S. for his controversial 1988 book, The Yellow Wind. It was an account of his three-month stay on the West Bank, how living among Palestinians and Jewish settlers there changed his perceptions. Grossman's second novel, See Under Love, published here 2 years ago, was an exploration of the Holocaust and its legacy. Now Grossman's first novel, The Smile of the Lamb, has been published here. He wrote it in 1983. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
If you are a student of literature, you will want to read David Grossman's first novel, The Smile of the Lamb, just to see where he came from before he wrote his masterpiece, See Under Love. If you are an orphan of contemporary history and politics, you will want to read The Smile of the Lamb to find out what this remarkable writer thinks has happened to the heart, the mind, and the soul of his nation during its military occupation of the West Bank and its treatment of the Palestinians. In either case, you'll discover something ambitious and awkward, splendid and bruised, a haunting hybrid of landscapes, cultures, and ideas. The message is simple enough. Israel says its best young writer, by oppressing another people and by lying about it in the mirror, has corrupted itself. One character, a poet with blood on his hands, explains it's as if some tormented Russian playwright cast us, of all people, in the role of conquerors and murderers, and the gun in Act One of our historic pageant is now shooting at us, and we hear the curtain going down, but no applause. The means and method of this message, however, are anything but simple. Meet Yuri, an idealistic young Sephardic Jew who hopes to bring roads, hospitals, and electricity to an Arab village on the West Bank. Meet Katzman, the cynical military commander of this zone in the occupied territories, who brought Yuri into his service, ostensibly to help do justice, but in fact to contaminate Yuri with Katzman's own hopelessness. Meet Shoshi, a brilliant psychotherapist, working with juvenile delinquents in Tel Aviv, who is married to Yuri and sleeping secretly with Katzman. These three are emblematic, talking heads, opposing ideas of truth. We could have found their like in any number of serious European novels. But now meet Helmi, the fourth storyteller here, an Arab madman, a one-eyed, humpbacked, holy fool, in his cave or in the barrel where he dreams. Helmi belongs to another literature entirely, the Koran and the Arabian Nights, an epic of panthers and dervishes, of lanterns from Bethlehem and candles from Nablus, of harvest songs, locust plagues, donkeys with samovars, the English and the Turks. What Helmi, flying over his invisible village, sees through his blind eye is Palestinian history. What he hears on a transistor from Cairo and Beirut is a lamentation of the weeping, fallen, and forsaken people. To Katzman, he says, we should have kept silent. We should have drawn into ourselves. Think of it, a million people never touching you at all. Silence growing. In the beginning you may shoot us, but we will kick a hole through our killers. This, however, is the season of blood. Helmi's own son is dead. He has taken Yuri, a holy fool like himself, as a hostage. I haven't time to explore all of Grossman's craft, his pairings and parallels of suicides and deaf mutes, his three different meanings for rose. As well as a novel of Israel and Palestine, The Smile of the Lamb is also about languages, symbolic systems, secret communications. Hebrew and Arabic, of course, but the words of the prophets, too, and military orders, and the infant tongues of fathers and sons, the sign language of lovers, what the kites say, and the plants, and the tape recorder, and the wooden tiles in a game of Scrabble. All of these languages lie. The truth only occurs to Katzman when it's too late. Everybody in the Middle East, he says, has been turned into a hostage.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Smile of the Lamb by David Grossman.